Hiya, this is Adam for Raw 12:51 AM. I'm here with two members of Ghouls before their Birmingham show. How are you guys doing?
All right. Hello.
Yeah, good.
Doing good?
I'm good.
Nice.
Yeah, we're very good, thank you.
Very good. Very so good. You're halfway through your December tour. How's it going?
Yeah, it's been fun, hasn't it?
Been fun?
It's going really well, yeah. I mean, we've had a little bit of a break, so we did a four-day run, had 3 days off. Now we're going to do another four-day run, so it's quite... Today's the day we get back into it all, so I'm just trying to, you know...
So you just got back from Holland and Belgium. How did that go? What was the reception like?
It was amazing. It was really, really cool. The Belgian show was an afternoon show, so we didn't really know what to expect, but it's a good friend of ours. It's his place that we had it, and it was better than expected, I guess. It was really good.
Really kicked off, didn't it? He's like, this guy's been running the venue for a little while, and it's like in the UK, like venues are suffering over there and stuff. And we were passing through the town, so we were like, why not do an afternoon show for you? And it was absolutely rammed, yeah. Wasn't it? It was better than we could possibly have expected for an afternoon, so that was good.
Yeah, and then the Netherlands show just went off. It was we played a festival in the summer called Jera On Air, and it was the same place, same people organising it, and just loads of kids everywhere.
Going mad.
So, awesome.
So I'm guessing it'd be safe to say you enjoy touring.
Yeah, definitely.
Without a doubt. Without
okay. Right, so for anyone who doesn't know you guys, how would you describe your music?
An amalgamation of a lot of different things. It's punk rock based, but with a lot of offshoots of lots of different things. There's a saxophone, a trombone involved, and we take influence from all over the show, so yeah, just a mixture.
I don't really think we've got a genre name for it.
So we don't hold ourselves down to anything, we just do what we want to.
Which is good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all these different elements of your band, like, how did it form? Was it like, was that thought from the start to have all these different sort of instruments? It's quite an uncommon arrangement, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, not at all. It was totally... a series of natural progression and just random moments, I guess, that just
people we met on the way and stuff
just came together. I mean, like, for us, I feel like we're forever evolving our sound. It's always, you know, we've taken a step that way and now we're going this way, and you know, I mean, it's cool.
Have you guys found any inspirations during your run so far?
What, this tour?
Well, I mean, just as a band in general.
Oh, it's loads.
Inspirations, yeah.
I like musical.
Musical.
Like,
I mean,
into,
musical or normal, non-musical.
Just moments or... Yeah. I mean, just doing the whole thing. You encounter so many people, so many things that you just... You draw all the influence from those things. They're what you draw lyrics from. They're what you draw... you know, you hear bands, you hear, I don't know, music along the way that you then take and you make your own. But...
One of the best things about doing this as well is that, like, you meet a lot of bands and you get to know a lot of bands that you wouldn't have met otherwise, or you wouldn't have been exposed to otherwise. So on the sort of underground circuit, there's like been some really, really decent artists we've come across, like Great Cynics, like Risky and the Ridicule, like, I don't know, JB Conspiracy.
So many.
It's pretty endless.
You just also meet loads of people that you would never have met and have like exclusive experiences with those people, you know, which is really cool.
So do you guys have any favourite bands at the moment?
Well, we just went to see Narwhals, didn't we? They were pretty good. Pretty decent, definitely.
Risky and the Ridicule are good pals.
What's been your most memorable show out of all tours, all shows, for good or bad reasons?
We've probably got a different one each, haven't we? But there's a lot to choose.
Should we do a good and a bad one?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Do a good one,
so
a bad
one. So you do a good one, I'll do a good one, you do a bad one, I'll
okay,
do a bad one. Okay.
Alright, first one that I can think of the top of my head is the 2000 Trees Festival we played in the summer. We played main stage, which we never thought we would ever get. And it was, I mean, I don't know how many people, I don't want to say 1,000, but it was a lot of people. And
I was actually in that crowd.
Were you there?
Oh,
wicked.
That was a good set.
Yeah, that was just
a sound catch, by the way.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. I don't know how. I would never be able to do that again if
it's
I tried.
It's on camera somewhere as well, isn't it? The fish catch.
In fact, I tried to do it again and it didn't work. So,
so that's the best show. What about the worst show?
Whew. The worst show... I don't know.
High Wycombe, maybe?
We played in High Wycombe. We did a 30-day tour that we DIY'd ourselves back in 2013. And we played High Wycombe on like a Monday mid-August, and no one turned up except my kind of uncle.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was like, so it's family, and he came to see us.
That's sweet of him.
And he sort of just stood there, and he was like, oh, so this is what happens. But luckily, he came to the Canterbury show this tour and saw us.
It was insane.
With the proper crowd. Like,
so it was good. Based on your experience of crowds, what makes a great audience?
Just people that aren't there to not do anything, and people who are there to just let loose, who don't care what other people think, who are just ready for a good time, you know? I mean, it helps if they know who we are and stuff, and they can sing songs, but at the end of the day, what it whittles down to is if they're not just there to pose, they're there because they want to have fun, they want to enjoy themselves.
At the same time, you know, you can get like really nice, responsive crowds who don't go mental, which is, you know, it's just a different kind of appreciation. Yeah. But we've still had some really fun shows for that. But it is great when people are going mad and stage diving and generally partying.
I think it's like there's something in a sense where people are genuinely enjoying what you're creating. That's like a really weird but really cool feeling. So. Yeah, anyone that just appreciates what you do.
Beautiful. Do you have a favourite song to perform at the moment?
I don't know. I quite like performing "Quit While You're Ahead," acoustic song. We try and get people singing and stuff, and when they do sing, it's like it's real cool. But I just performing in general, just performing the entire set. I mean, they're all our songs, so anybody that knows them is sort of
special.
It's really cool.
So you finished recording your debut album in 2013, 10,000 Words On. Give us a sense of the sort of scale, what went into it, how long did it take, etc.
That was good fun, actually. We did that like back when crowdfunding was really sort of like a genuine thing. It's sort of become a bit weirdly saturated now, but we crowdfunded that. We put a lot of our own earned like gig money and merch money and everything into it, but we got a staggering response in the Kickstarter, which was great. We did it in a studio in 1 week, didn't we, and just like absolutely caned it, and then wrapped it all off with probably one of the best gigs we've ever done as well, like the album launch at the Monarch, where like we had a great turnout and just generally had a great time there. I mean, it seems like a long, long time ago to us now, doesn't it? But it was really nice to get those things down, you know, and those songs actually properly recorded, because we've been gigging them a little while before that, hadn't we? Had a few demos and that floating around, but that was it.
And then earlier this year, you released a sort of mini album. You called it... It was part two. Great Expectations Part 2. What made you have it as a part two?
What's the decision? We recorded four tracks and released it as Great Expectations, but what we did... The songs we recorded for 10,000 Words On were all songs that had kind of been floating around for a while, that we'd released various demos of and stuff, but we'd never like tied it down and put it on a record, and that's what 10,000 Words was. But we wrote these other songs and we just wanted to get them out there as soon as possible, so we literally, within the inception of writing them and releasing them, was about 4 weeks. It was like we wrote them, went in the studio and released them, and never put much thought into like putting any PR behind it, and what we found is we were going to shows and people didn't even realize they were released. So instead of just re-releasing the EP with some, we thought we'd add some more tracks onto it and like bring them together, call it a mini album, so those songs weren't lost. And that was the thought, was thinking behind it.
Yeah, and also like when we sell like CDs and stuff at shows and things, and you know, when it goes up on iTunes and that, it just gives people more value for money when they purchase like the music and that. It's nice to have like a cohesive, you know. We felt like we wrapped up those songs and that writing period quite nicely then, didn't we? And now, you know, further moved on to other things.
Beautiful. You did a few festivals in 2014 and 15, 2003 being the main one, I suppose.
Yeah.
Are you planning to do any next year?
Yes.
Can't really say anything.
Can't say
definitely.
Anything.
Definitely.
There's something to be
definitely.
Excited about, I suppose.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay. One thing that's always a highlight, actually, of our festival calendar is in Birmingham, where we are at the moment, isn't it? And it's like a student-run festival called Vale Festival that's we've played it for a couple of years on the trot, and it's one of those shows that people, you know, they don't really know anything about it, but it just kicks off every year. Mm. So I suspect we'll probably be back at that next year for one of them, but I'm sure there'll be some other ones that we we'll be announcing at some point.
That's exciting. Okay, so on to songwriting. What do you sort of draw on for lyrics? Because Gone Fishing seems to be sort of just like a story of just a day, doesn't it? Like, do you always draw on something so specific for your lyrics?
It's just all moments, all real moments. I mean, Gone Fishing was just it is what it is. It was a day that I went fishing with my mate, and I sent him that song after we recorded it. He couldn't believe that I'd written it. But I think just everything we do and everything that just happens in life, you just draw on those things. I'm like forever writing lyrics, so like anything that happens, I'll just jot down on my phone and stuff. So that just comes from that. But I mean, a lot of it just stems through what we do as a band, you know, and how that affects life. Because it's a weird situation, you know, like you're growing older and just kind of constantly wanting to do this. People telling you that, like, you know, people asking you what you're doing with yourself, like, and things like that. Like, that's what it's your life, so you just draw upon those things.
Lovely. Okay, last question. It's a bit of a weird one.
Okay.
Describe your perfect sandwich, and I'm gonna buy you a drink for the winner. The one that makes me most hungry.
I'm not gonna win.
Any like abstract sandwich.
I think for me though, you can't go wrong with anything breakfast related. So it's got to be, I don't know, two pieces of fried bread at the outside core, and you've got bacon, you've got sausage, you've got black pudding, you've got a fried egg. And you've got fried tomato in there, and then a bit of brown sauce, a bit of red sauce, smash that together.
So a heart attack.
Yeah, basically, it'll kill you.
Yeah. Just put an English breakfast in two attack. Pieces of bread.
Definitely.
Fair play. I don't know, I'm really odd with food. Like, all foods for me, I just have a really weird approach to it, so you probably wouldn't like anything I put together.
Okay.
But like,
so just by default.
I don't know, I really like food that you, like, the ideal bit of food for me is something that you don't need. You don't need, this is going to be a really funny thing to walk on, but yeah, it's like the ideal bit of food, just, it tastes good by itself. You don't need to put anything on it or anything with it for it to taste good. So my ideal sandwich wouldn't even have bread. It would just have like avocado, sweet potato.
That's just a wrong sandwich, I'm sorry. That's just
it wouldn't even take bread.
I feel like we haven't got the gist of this task.
Right, so you can have a heart attack and buy him a drink.
I'll have to go to him. Any final words you want to say to listeners / watchers?
Yeah, just check us out if you want. Facebook.com/ghouls.
If this is out in time.
Follow us on Twitter. I don't know. But check us out if we're coming to Town OU. And if you don't, then don't.
Passive, I like it. Passive. Beautiful. Yeah.